All right, everyone. First time call in to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Kyle Lochran. Welcome, Kyle.
Hi, Rowdy. Hi, everybody that's tuning in tonight. Thank you guys so much for letting me come on and be a part of the show.
Well, Kyle, I had just texted Caden just as I hit that and give somebody time to call right back, and then your number showed up. Kyle, you're going to be in the Truck Series this year. Is that correct, in the Craftsman Truck Series, a few races?
That's our plan. We're planning to be with Young's Motorsports in the 20 truck for an undetermined number of races. There should be an official announcement coming out after the Daytona Speed Week's events, and we're still finalizing all our details, but our goal is to be in the Craftsman Truck Series competition for 2023.
You drove Samarco. Was that with Fast Track?
That was. That was with Andy Hillenberg's team. Andy's been very, very good to me, and the opportunity to race for him at Kansas and make my debut and just even do some spotting when I wasn't in the seat, it's been a great way. Andy really is a phenomenal teacher.
What's it like being around Andy Hillenberg?
Andy is a very busy guy. I commend him. He's had so much success in this industry, and when you can get him his full and undivided attention, which is hard because Andy's pulled in so many different directions, he takes the time to teach you and really wants you to succeed. He doesn't want to just put you out there and you just kind of shoot from the hip. Andy guides you and he coaches you. He's very good on the radio. He definitely helped mold me for the time I was with his organization.
So you started this kind of at a young age, didn't you, Kyle?
Well, actually, I started it older than most guys now. I mean, most kids nowadays are starting at 4 to 6 years old in quarter midgets or go-karts. I didn't start till I was about 17. I got involved into four cylinders and Legends cars around the Virginia and North Carolina area. With being from Maryland, there's no tracks in this state that we really can compete at. It's mainly drag and dirt, so... for me, I had to do a lot of traveling to get going, but I started around the same age that Dale Sr. did.
So when this journey started, there's more to being a race car driver than just getting behind the wheel and racing. You got to be good at that. You got to have personality to do the media, the sponsorship. It takes a lot to make all this happen, doesn't it?
It's incredible the dedication and just what goes into trying to make this happen. A lot of people think it's just all about what you do behind the wheel. And to be quite honest with you, Rowdy and everybody, there's so much more to it. The driving is such a small piece of the puzzle. You have to be good behind the microphone in front of a camera. You have to be able to sell your partners products and or services that they're offering. You have to try to give them a return on their investment. You need to help them increase their social media numbers or increase percentage-wise over the course of your partnership. You really have to try to just be inclusive with everything and just try to – you have to be a jack-of-all-trades, master of none to really be good at this. And if you're going to succeed at it, you've got to be willing to be multifaceted in this industry because, I mean, the driving – it can go away at a time, too, so it helps to be a spotter. You've got to be good with helping develop your partnerships and the social media. So there's so many assets to it.
So, Kyle, you're also racing the Champs Car Endurance Series. That's the road course endurance?
Correct. So, yes. So to give a little insight as to what Champ Car really is, for those of you that may have seen over the last couple of weeks the Rolex 24 at Daytona, or you've heard of the 24 Hours of Le Mans over in France, this is an amateur version of IMSA competition. It's class racing, but it's an inexpensive series, but it races at the same facilities, a lot of the same facilities that the IMSA competitions at, Daytona, Watkins Glen, Road America, Mid-Ohio, Sebring, for example, and we run a lot of the configurations that they run, some adjustments here and there, but it's a good way to get your feet wet in class racing. But the road racing helped mold me when I went back onto the ovals because the precision, finesse, and the consistency you need to be fast for 2 hours is really what you have to put into racing stock cars. So I feel like Champ Car is a great way for a young driver to get their feet wet on a road course. And it really, thanks to the late Eric McClure, he helped save my career and has made me who I am today.
Hey, Kyle. You have Kyle Magda, Rowdy's co-host here. First question for you is, so I got the tweet up last year. That's how I, you know, got to meet Tanya as well. You know, can you talk a little bit about how that went, you know, what it was like to interact with all the fans and other racing people?
It was an incredible experience. While we didn't get to compete on track last year just due to parts shortages and some sponsor and partner deals that fell through at the last minute, it was a little bit of a heartbreaker. But getting to do events like the tweet up, thanks to Bob Pockris, and Tanya's been friends with Bob for a long time, and when her daughter was the former Little Miss Sprint Cub, that's how that relationship got started in NASCAR. But really working with those guys was great. It's a great way to meet fans. It really is a great opportunity for me to let people see my personality, let me have time with fans. It was a great time, and I do remember meeting you, and just it was nice to put a smile on so many people's faces. And while Bob wasn't able to make it due to outstanding commitments that he had, I just felt like it was the right thing to do to still be there and give the fans what they were promised. So
it kind of leads into my next question. You know, you're running the truck deal. You're going to announce that soon. You know, what's your couple next weeks looking like? Are you going to be in Florida at all? Are you going to check any races out? What's that looking like?
Well, I was originally going to go to Road Atlanta this weekend and do the Champ Car race, but unfortunately just things didn't work out. I've been trying to put more emphasis on the truck program and go to Daytona. We're probably going to go down and be there through the KLR management group that we have. We're going to be working with a NASCAR Euro champion that's going to be down there. We won't really give any more detail than that. You guys will have to stay tuned over the next couple weeks, but I'll be doing a little bit of driver coaching with him and just down there networking and hopefully maybe doing some spotting if opportunities present themselves. And honestly, it's just always a pleasure to be part of Speed Weeks. And then after that, we're hoping to make the official announcement about the Young's opportunity. And then the goal is to maybe run 4 to 5 truck races this year, bump the approvals up, be open to running more markets once NASCAR clears me, and then start just seeing what we can open up for 24. I mean, I'm looking to get to the Cup Series at some point and also run the Rolex 24 at some point in my career. So I've got aspirations of making this a long-term opportunity for myself.
So you've run the Arca Menards Series. You're going to be running the Craftsman Truck Series. What's the competition been like, you know, when you've been out there? I mean, what is it like from your vantage point out in the racetrack?
In the few opportunities that I've had to do some testing and even with the races and Arca Menards Series competition, it's very fierce. It's definitely very similar to class racing. You've got your high-end teams, you've got your B-level teams, and then you've got your C-level teams. The biggest thing that I've noticed is you've got to learn, don't overexceed what the car won't give you or will give you. You need to just take advantage of it. Use your driver skill to understand what feedback the car is giving you, but then just understand your competitors and try to race them with the most respect. Obviously, we know things are going to happen. The racetrack is a competitive environment, and the best thing that I can do and I've learned is just be smooth, be smart, take care of the equipment. I think these owners, especially your B and C level teams, the smaller teams that don't have the resources that the bigger teams do, the biggest thing for them is bring the car home in one piece, because then instead of having to redevelop your equipment, you can put more research and R&D into it if you bring home the piece in one hole with all four tires on it. Let's put it that way.
So my last question for you is, you know, you've been in racing in a little while. What got you interested in the road racing deal? You know, I know Rowdy was talking about it. You know, what sparked your interest in doing that?
I've always been a fan of the road racing. It's always intrigued me when NASCAR would hit back in the day, would do their Sears Point or Infineon or now Sonoma, and then they'd make the trek up to New York to Watkins Glen. But it's always intrigued me. But like I said, the late Eric McClure, when he had his K&N comp team with Hal Martin once he retired from driving, and they started getting into Champ Car, what was Chump Car at the time. They've now revamped it and rebranded it as the Champ Car Endurance Series. Eric provided me an opportunity at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval before NASCAR even saw it as an opportunity to race, and he helped revive my career because I was on the verge of giving it up. And what I liked about it is it was different. It was no practice, similar to the COVID situation with NASCAR. You've had to just kind of get into a car you're unfamiliar with, and it really tests your driver skill level and your ability to adapt to a foreign situation. And honestly, that's a lot of what it's been, with the lack of practice and testing, or preseason practice, as they call it now in ARCA or NASCAR. You really have to learn to adapt, and I think it's helped me elevate my skill set, and I think I can bring a lot to Youngs this year, and I hopefully it'll benefit us going forward into 24 as well.
Well, Kyle, you sound like you got everything in the right direction, my friend. Let's talk about the guys that helps you get your car to the tracks.
Yeah, I really appreciate all my friends and family and everybody that's been behind me. First, I want to thank you, Rowdy, and Kyle for having me on tonight. Everybody that's kind of your nation that follows you, thank you guys for taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate it. Please look us up. But as far as thanking partners that we have, I'd like to first of all thank Max Pappas and his organization with MPI. We've started a brand ambassador deal with them for 2023. Hopefully we can turn that into a long-term deal. Home Services, Restoration with Greg Reynolds and his staff. Mid-Atlantic Source One with Jim Doerr and his staff. I'd like to thank Seth Cole and his organization. They do some paint jobs and stuff with me on the virtual side. Southern Sun Graphics, Motorsports Mafia. I'd like to also thank NW Audio, Bright Sky Creative, TMI Racing Products, Don Frady and his staff down at VIR, Devin Steeles, Moore's Automotive Sales down in Daytona Beach, Florida, and Ormond Beach area. I'd like to thank Play Live Nation of Strongsville, Ohio, Start Imagining, Big Red Custom Diecast, Countertops by Design, Jay Sawyer with Voice Master Limited, big supporter with Team Ant-Man for cystic fibrosis awareness, and also thank Randy LaJoy and his folks with the Joy of Seating for providing me safe and comfortable seating that I can go sweat my butt off in a Craftsman truck this year.
They manufacture a great seat. You're not the only one that says it, Kyle.
Randy and his guys have quality stuff, and they're very easy to work with. Real quick, too, I want to also thank NLA Parts, and I'd also like to thank the Garage Heroes in Training. It's a group that I work with and do some instructing with on the amateur side. So I want to thank all those guys for their support and motivation, and they've helped get me to where we're going to have a great year this year.
And where can they keep up with your season at, Kyle?
If you want to follow us, everyone, I challenge you right now to go to www.kylelockrow.com. You can find all of our social media channels and all of the different media that we're doing available for access for everyone. You can go to Motorsports Mafia, go to our apparel site if you'd like to buy some stuff with our logo on it. We've got some great things coming out, hopefully once we announce the Youngs partnership. Especially with some stuff on the road race side, but all of our social media channels are there. Follow, like us, and just stay tuned because we're going to keep you guys entertained this year, and we have a lot of great things in store.
Kyle, man, that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, I think the attendance, as it dropped down, a lot of that had to do, I personally think, that the drivers didn't want to go out and actually get dirty with the fans and be part of the fun. And
I don't disagree with you.
Hey, I see them now coming back out here and wanting to be part of it. Robbie Gordon, as many people that disliked him, you would always see Robbie out in the nightlife being part of the fans. And as a fan, when I was a fan years ago, I loved that part of it. You know, I like to see the drivers get out and kind of walk around and see what's really happening. And I understand sometimes their part because they get bombarded because it gets kind of crazy, you know, sometimes. But you've got to get out and be part of it. And, Kyle, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the track. Hopefully, if you're at Daytona, got a couple of places I'd like to take you, let you see what's really going on. You know what's going on, but see what's going on with us.
Rowdy, Kyle, I would love for that. You've got my information, Tanya's information. We will be in Daytona for part of the Speed Week festivities. Please reach out. We would love to help out, meet some new fans, see what you guys have going on. I love it, and I agree with that, Robbie. I had a similar experience with Robbie Gordon when I was 14 years old at Martinsville. I wanted to shake Robbie's hand while he was in the midst of getting bombarded by fans, and Robbie stopped the session temporarily to shake my hand and call me back to the trailer as I was stepping away, and that made me a fan of life for Robbie. He's a great guy. He's a great individual, and it's drivers like that that I've prided myself on modeling my approach after, and I have tried to go above and beyond. I've seen what you've been speaking of about the relationship between the garage and the fans separating over the years. I do start to see it coming back together, but we've got a long way to go, and there's a lot of drivers that need to get off their butts, and they need to get out there and thank these race fans for all the dedication and everything they're doing, all the money and time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears that goes into the sport. If they're not careful, it's going to die, and all that success and fame is going to go away, and I'm going to do my darndest this year to help bridge that gap. And if fans are looking for a friendly driver to be able to shoot the breeze with, come see me or just grab me. I'll gladly talk to you, and I'll make sure that all the money and everything you're spending on that is well worth it, and give you the time of day, a nice autograph, and thank you for your time and your investment.
Looking forward to it, Kyle. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys. No, thank you guys so much. Rowdy, Kyle, safe travels. We'll see you in Daytona. Thank you to everybody listening. I wish everybody a great 2023, and we'll see everybody in Daytona.
See you in Daytona.